Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Wood, W-O-O-D. Date of birth is 7/25/1966. Of course, today is 3/4. So put 3/4 on my dictation so I don't have to repeat it, please. Thank you. This is Miss Beverly Wood was seen today for a face-to-face evaluation. This is a, 66. Fifty-eight-year-old woman, currently in hospice with respiratory failure due to hypoxemia. Patient also suffers from hypertension. Her current MAC is at 37 centimeter. Her KPS score is, at 50%, patient is O2SAT today is at 89% with a pulse of 110, period. Ms. Woods found to have rather severe right ear infection, complaining of right ear pain and drainage from her ear around the pinna, P-I-N-N-A, period. Patient has had low-grade temperature in the past few days and has been in pain, period. She also has issues. She also has shortness of breath, requires her nebulizer treatment at least 4 to 5 times a day with the help of the staff, period. She has lower extremity edema because of corpulmonale right-sided heart failure. She is a rather obese woman, most likely has sleep apnea, contributing to her edema as well as her right-sided heart failure, period. Patient is able to ambulate, but with any type of ambulation, she gets very short of breath. Today, with walking less than 5 feet, her O2SAT dropped in the mid-80s, period. She has had oxygen available to her, but she's refused to use her oxygen, so it's not being used at this time, period. Patient appears to be requires help with some ADL. And has episodes of bowel and bladder incontinence from time to time, period. Ms. Wood's tachycardia is multifactorial, both related to her COPD, right-sided heart failure, as well as her ear infection and the pain that she's suffering at this time, period. Let's see. Patient also has a history of depression, anxiety, suicidal attempts in the past, period. She's not eating very little. Her appetite has been diminished. She's taking Lexapro, combination of Lexapro, Abilify, and Zyprexa, as well as Remeron to help with her depression, anxiety, and psychiatric issues, period. Her blood pressure is 105 over 71 with hypoxemia, as was reported above, period. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.